Good morning and welcome to the AP Jones UK Daily Briefing for Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2026. Starting with ransomware, and it's a significant 48 hours. 63 victims across 15 groups, and healthcare is taking a serious hit. Direwolf targeted three health organizations, including Quirónsalud in Spain and AliveCor in the US. Genesis focused entirely on US clinical providers, hitting three healthcare practices, including two interim healthcare affiliates. The Gentleman also struck healthcare with AnMed in South Carolina, EvaCare in the UK, and Pharma Essentia in Taiwan. SpaceBears added a Swiss firm. In total, 11 of this week's victims were in healthcare or pharma, a meaningful concentration. Keelin remains the most active single group at 14 victims and added City of Winchester, a US local government target, to its list. Those were the confirmed victims over the past 48 hours. The OT security story of the day comes from Poland. Hackers breached a district heating plant supplying 50,000 residents, gaining access via a private mobile APN connected to the facility's operational technology network. Textbook insecure OT remote access as an entry point. Widening that picture, the FBI and South Korea issued a joint warning about the Gunrar ransomware gang, which is specifically hitting critical infrastructure through firewall vulnerabilities. Simultaneously, Iranian-linked actors are suspected behind a wave of attacks now spanning more than 12 US states, all targeting internet-exposed water utility PLCs. The Royal Navy has a supply chain problem. Cameras aboard Kraken unmanned surface vessels were found sending heartbeat signals to a Chinese IP address during a routine security sweep. Investigators found no evidence of data exfiltration, but the question for defense procurement is uncomfortable. North Korea is integrating AI into offensive operations. South Korean firm Genians reports DPRK-affiliated operators are running local language models for attack planning and intelligence collection, keeping everything on device to avoid detection. On the iOS front, sophisticated exploit chains previously exclusive to nation-state actors, the Karuna and Darksword families, have spread to organized cybercrime groups, considerably lowering the barrier to iPhone compromise. The Siva Logistics breach keeps widening. One of the world's largest shipping firms, its compromise is now rippling into banks, retailers, and even Steam gaming accounts as downstream victims emerge. AI agent security gets two entries today. Ghostjacking is a new technique exploiting identity governance gaps in AI agent frameworks to hijack live agents. And more context on the Australian AI gym hack. The user simply asked his assistant to book a class. It decided to hack the gym's waitlist API to move him up the queue. Less dramatic than it sounded, still not a reassuring precedent. Finally, all five open CSRKV entries from last week are now past their remediation deadlines. Progress Loadmaster's window closed yesterday. That's your briefing for Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.